chaff being dropped by communist aircraft in the Berlin air corridors. This is a rather unusual incident. By itself, it doesn't mean much, but it's something we should watch very carefully. I'll continue to do so and keep you informed if anything further develops. A Pan Am Airways aircraft is to take off from Berlin, flying out through the corridor shortly, so we'll have to watch that carefully also.
Now, what does this indicate to you?
Well, I don't know. It's an unusual occurrence. The last time it happened, it was accompanied by a series of other acts, all designed to develop into a Berlin crisis. But so far, we haven't observed other unusual activities. For example, our planes flying through the corridors have not been buzzed by Soviet aircraft, although we had an army plane flying through this morning that was paralleled by a communist, or at least an unidentified aircraft, outside the corridor. And this, too, is a rather unusual incident. Whether this means that the Soviets are possibly planning to raise the pressure there, I don't know. It's much too early to come to that conclusion, but I didn't want you to be uninformed on the chaff being dropped. Chaff, as you know, is designed to destroy the navigational capability of our U.S. aircraft. If it were to continue, it could be very serious. I doubt very much that it will continue. It's probably some kind of an isolated incident, an exercise, or something of that kind. But I simply wanted you to be informed of it, and I'll watch it very carefully here. Thirdly, I did call Ford Motor Company, and they just don't know anything. They're at this stage in negotiations, a typical stage 5 or 6 days before the assigned strike date, when each party's sparring with the other, neither one's giving at all, and neither one can predict very well the intentions of the other. The union is still holding out for their first objective, which was a $2+ wage increase. Perfectly absurd. Everybody knows they're not going to stand on that. The company has made its 3.2% offer and isn't giving an inch on that. It's impossible to predict whether there will be a strike September 9th. My own guess is it won't come to a head that quickly, but I'll keep in touch with the company over the next several days.
All right.
Henry Ford will be down here today as part of your business group this afternoon, and I will try to get in touch with him then. I talked to the president of the company yesterday. That's all.
What are you saying on Goldwater's outmoded and unfair military draft, and the Republicans will end it all together?
Well, we're saying we're glad that he agrees with you that every effort should be made to eliminate the draft that 4 months ago you'd asked us to set this up as our objective. We have a study underway. We're seeking to do it. We can't understand his attack on us as using the draft for political purposes. What we're seeking to do is to rehabilitate the rejectees, thereby reduce our reliance on the draft and increase their productiveness as members of our society. And we end up with a statement from Eisenhower that he made in 1956 that we shouldn't try to score political points on the draft in a political campaign.
Okay, much bye.
Thank you.